The likelihood of an interest rate cut tomorrow is rising, with more evidence this lunchtime that Australia's economy is slowing. The latest numbers show problems in the key areas of retail, manufacturing and employment. The Reserve Bank Board will hold its final meeting of the year tomorrow, and most economists expect it to cut the cash rate to its lowest level since the height of the global financial crisis. Joining us now is our business editor, Peter Ryan. So, Peter, what is this new data out today that could influence the RBA Board?
Well, Eleanor, there's a deluge of data from the ABS out this week, but the big one today is retail sales, which have flatlined in October, coming in at 0% after expectations of growth of about 0.5%. So this is more evidence that the consumer is very, very cautious at the moment, and very shortly, I suspect, we'll be hearing from retailers demanding a rate cut to uninvite the Grinch from Christmas. Also today, the Australian Industry Group's performance of manufacturing index has fallen for the eighth month, down 1.6 points to 43.6 points in November. Anything below 50 points is a contraction. This time, food and beverages were the only subsector to expand. And a sign of the current difficulties is that the food manufacturer Rosella, perhaps best known for its tomato sauce, has been placed into receivership today. The AI Group's chief executive, Innes Willocks, says, among other things, a rate cut is needed to deal with the persistently high Australian dollar.
We're now at a new normal of sort of between $1.03 and $1.08, which makes their competitiveness very difficult. It may be that there are some signs that there may be some easing of the dollar in the year or so ahead, but that hasn't happened yet, and we've now had a dollar at well over parity now for most of this year, which has put a lot of pressure on local industry here to compete. And then under that are a whole range of other factors, particularly related to increasing energy costs, plus also that the global economy is very weak at the moment, and there's a lot of uncertainty, and all of this is weighing on the sector at the moment.
That's the AI Group's chief executive, Innes Willocks. So, Peter, given this, how likely is the Reserve Bank Board to cut rates tomorrow?
Well, before we saw those retail figures, financial markets were already factoring in an 80% chance that the cash rate would be cut by a quarter of a percentage point tomorrow to 3%. 19 of the 28 economists polled by Bloomberg think that's a pretty safe bet. So a 3% cash rate would be the lowest since April 2009 after the Lehman Brothers collapse. A big factor here is falling commodity prices. The RBA said recently the resources boom will peak earlier than expected. There was also another potential clue in the minutes from the RBA's November meeting on Melbourne Cup Day when it said, quote, a further easing may be appropriate. So that's been taken as a signal of a rate cut tomorrow, if not in the new year, to provide a buffer against the weakening outlook for resources activity and the economy in general. And also keep in mind the government's pursuit of a budget surplus involves some fiscal tightening, so the RBA might be forced to step in to compensate for that along the way.
So what could keep the RBA on the sidelines tomorrow?
Well, one factor that kept interest rates on hold last month was that inflation for the September quarter was slightly higher than expected. And for that reason, the RBA decided it was appropriate to keep rates steady in November at 3.25%. Just this morning, a private inflation gauge from TD Securities and the Melbourne Institute shows inflation fell in November by 0.1%, which on the surface adds to the rate cut case. But on an annualised basis, it's now at 2.5%, which is right in the middle of the RBA's target band of 2-3%. The head of Asia Pacific Research at TD Securities, Annette Beecher, is going against the consensus for a rate cut tomorrow and says there's simply no smoking gun at the moment.
I think they'll sit tight for tomorrow. They can certainly reiterate the November discussion that there is room to ease should that prove to be necessary. Leaving the cash rate at 3.25% heading into 2013 does leave the RBA with plenty of bullets to face whatever 2013 holds. That's certainly something that a lot of other central banks just don't have that ammunition and firepower. So I don't think easing the interest rate to generate a Merry Christmas is necessarily the most prudent path to take.
Annette Beecher there, the head of Asia Pacific Research at TD Securities. So, Peter, there's also evidence of a softening labour market. How worrying is that?
Well, the closely watched ANZ job ad series out today shows the number of ads in newspapers and on the internet fell 2.9% in October. That's the eighth consecutive decline. And this is important given Thursday's official employment report from the ABS, which comes after tomorrow's RBA board meeting. And that's expected to show unemployment has edged up to a slightly higher rate of 5.5%. And that's something the RBA will be watching very closely.
Peter Ryan, our business editor. Thank you.